堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。上一次 Gomez 先生和 Tate 女士谈了怎么样在电脑网络上订购牛仔裤，顾客在扫描时量好尺寸就能订购到合身的裤子。今天他俩要谈的是网络空间的销售商必须取得顾客的信任，因为在网上购物甚至像信用卡号码之类的信息都得上网。这说的网络空间是指电脑互联网领域，它的英文是 cyberspace, 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 有时候也被称为赛博空间。好，我们去参加他们的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题，网上销售商必须发展什么有利条件？
When consumers go online, they need to trust the vendor.
We already have consumer confidence in our product.
Buying online is different from buying in a store.
It's a lot different in cyberspace.
Cyber sellers have to develop an environment of trust.
I know. We're asking people to type in their credit card number.
And they have no idea who will have that information.
We'll have to have some way to assure them that the data is secure.
我们上次说过 go online 意思是上网，我们再听一遍 Tate 女士认为上网的顾客需要具备什么特点，而 Gomez 先生的看法是什么。
When consumers go online, they need to trust the vendor.
We already have consumer confidence in our product.
Tate 女士认为顾客在上网的时候需要信任销售商，而 Gomez 先生却说他公司产品已经取得顾客的信任了。 Consumer confidence in a product 是消费者对产品的信任，换句话说就是产品信誉。顾客要信得过产品的价格、质量和制造厂家，产品有信誉，公司才有稳固的顾客基础。 Gomez 先生认为本公司的产品已经取得信誉。我们继续听 Tate 女士的看法是什么。
We already have consumer confidence in our product.
Buying online is different from buying in a store.
Tate 女士提出和 Gomez 先生不同的看法，她认为上网购物不同于到商店购物。我们上次也学到提出不同观点的一种说法， But this is different. 我们再听一遍。
It's difficult to order clothes from catalogs.
But this is different. We'll open scanning studios.
今天是 Tate 女士表示不同意 Gomez 先生的想法了。我们再听一遍她怎么说。Gomez 先生听了是否同意她的观点？
We already have consumer confidence in our product.
Buying online is different from buying in a store.
It's a lot different in cyberspace.
Gomez 先生和他的看法一致。他说网络空间确实不同。顾客信得过商店及其商品，并不等于他们对网上购物也有同样的信任。那么，网上销售商该怎么做呢？这儿有个生词，网上销售商，用英文说是 cyber seller, c y b e r s e l l e r, cyber seller。好，我们继续听 Tate 女士的建议。
It's a lot different in cyberspace.
Cyber sellers have to develop an environment of trust.
Kate 女士说，网上销售商必须发展信任的环境，也就是他们务必在顾客中树立对网上购物的信心。 我们已经学到几个由 cyber 组成的合成词。 cyber 特指电脑网络，随着电脑应用的日益广泛，许多由 cyber 合成的新词汇不断的涌现。今天就学到了两个， cyberspace 网络空间， cyberseller 网上销售商。前些时候我们还学到了 cybercafe 设有和英特网联网电脑的咖啡馆。好，我们往下听高美先生为什么认为上网购物的顾客必须充分信任网上销售商。
It's a lot different in cyberspace.
Cyber sellers have to develop an environment of trust.
I know. We're asking people to type in their credit card number.
高美先生表示理解网上销售商特别需要顾客的信任，因为他们会要求顾客通过网络告知信用卡号码。他话里的 asking 意思当然是要求，然而还有预计对方会照办的含义。我们再听几个例子。
We're asking people to type in their credit card number.
We're asking people to buy directly from our factory.
We're asking people to get measured at a scanning studio.
我们接着听他俩进一步说明为什么网上售货必须在顾客中建立信任。
And they have no idea who'll have that information.
We'll have to have some way to assure them that the data is secure.
Tate 女士说，顾客不知道他们的信用卡号码会落到谁的手里。于是 Gomez 先生指出，必须以某种方式让顾客安心，他们的信用卡号码是安全的。好，我们再听一次这段对话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案。
What do cyber sellers have to develop? When consumers go online, they need to trust the vendor.
We already have consumer confidence in our product.
Buying online is different from buying in a store.
It's a lot different in cyberspace.
Cyber sellers have to develop an environment of trust.
I know. We're asking people to type in their credit card number.
And they have no idea who will have that information.
We'll have to have some way to assure them that the data is secure.
请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们提供的答案。
What do cyber sellers have to develop?
An environment of trust.
要在网上做生意，除了需要在顾客中建立信誉之外，还得有哪些设施呢？ Tate 女士说，还必须有银行来监管网上交易。网上交易是 online transaction。 transaction 这个词的拼法是 transaction， transaction。高美先生表示，他要使用为他们的零售商店发信用卡的同一家银行。让我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题：进行网上交易需要什么设施
？To do online transactions, you'll need to link up with a financial institution,
like a bank or investment bank.
Right.They're the intermediaries between you and your customers' money.
We'll use the same one that issues our store credit cards.
That will help with the trust factor.
We'll have to pay them a fee, I suppose.
There's a standard fee schedule for e-commerce transactions.
Part of the price of doing business.
Kate 女士马上点出一个关键问题。高美先生得和一个金融机构联合做网上生意。金融机构的英文是 financial institution。我们再听一次他俩怎么交换意见。
To do online transactions, you'll need to link up with a financial institution.
Like a bank or investment bank?
这儿的动词短语 link up with, 意思是与什么挂钩。他们究竟得和什么金融机构挂钩呢？我们再听听 Gomez 先生怎么问， Tate 女士怎么答。
To do online transactions, you'll need to link up with a financial institution.
Like a bank or investment bank?
Right. They're the intermediaries between you and your customers' money.
Goldman 先生问，他所说的金融机构是不是就像银行或者投资银行这样的机构呢？ Tate 女士做了肯定的回答，说这些银行是像 Goldman 先生那样的商家和顾客资金之间的中间人。中间人的英文是 intermediary， I-N-T-E-R-M-E-D-I-A-R-Y， intermediary。 我们接着听他们有什么进一步的想法。
We'll use the same one that issues our store credit cards.
That will help with the trust factor.
Goldman 先生说，他要使用为他们公司发信用卡的同一家银行。Tate 女士表示赞同，她觉得这样会加强信任因素，就是 the trust factor。他俩都明白，这儿的 the trust factor 就是刚才谈的上网顾客对网上销售商的信任这个因素。要利用银行上网做生意，得有什么手续呢？我们继续听。
We'll have to pay them a fee, I suppose.
There's a standard fee schedule for e-commerce transactions.
Goldman 先生猜测他们得付费给银行，但是他没有完全的把握，所以说 I suppose. Tate 女士确定是得付费，而且告诉他有专为电子商业交易设定的费用标准价目表，就是 a standard fee schedule。我们再听一遍他们间的对答，特别注意他们的语调所传达的意思。
We'll have to pay them a fee, I suppose.
There's a standard fee schedule for e-commerce transactions.
Part of the price of doing business.
听来 Goldman 先生并不心甘情愿地付这费用，他说这是 the price of doing business， 就是做生意的代价。Price 这个词可以指以金钱计算的价钱，也可以指其他不以金钱计算的代价。例如在下面这句话里，
Maintaining a web page is part of the price of doing business.
现在我们再听一遍这段讨论，请边听边考虑怎么回答下面的问题。
What is necessary to do online transactions?To do online transactions, you'll need to link up with a financial institution.
Like a bank or investment bank?
Right. They're the intermediaries between you and your customer's money.
We'll use the same one that issues our store credit cards.
That will help with the trust factor.
We'll have to pay them a fee, I suppose.
There's a standard fee schedule for e-commerce transactions.
Part of the price of doing business.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What is necessary to do online transactions?
A financial institution.
上网做生意得借助于金融机构，除此以外还需要什么呢？ Tate 女士认为他们必须有财务软件。他们都认为现成的财务软件可能比定制的软件更加适用，因为他们要和银行互通财务信息，得有具备兼容性的软件才成。财务软件的英文是 financial software。 financial 这个词的拼法是 F-I-N-A-N-C-I-A-L financial， 现成供应的，换句话说就是从货架上拿下来就能用的，所以英文是 off the shelf。 而顾客定制的是 custom made。 custom is spelled C-U-S-T-O-M， 还有个词意思也是定制的， customized， C-U-S-T-O-M-I-Z-ED customized。 好，我们继续听他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。 Goldman 先生得买什么样的财务软件？
You'll also need financial software.
Off the shelf or custom made?
Off the shelf. If you have customized financial software, it may not have interoperability.
You mean I may not be able to share information easily?
Exactly. The financial data has to be shared with your financial institution.
And what about encryption methods?
Generally, most companies are going with one or two types of encryption.
Okay, I'll check into off-the-shelf financial software.
Tate 女士立即指出，他们需要财务软件。我们再听听 Goldman 先生提出什么具体问题。
You'll also need financial software.
Off-the-shelf or custom-made?
Goldman 先生征求 Tate 女士的意见，得买哪一种软件 ？Off-the-shelf or custom-made? 现成的还是定制的呢？我们听听 Tate 女士的建议和理由。这里有个生词。Interoperability, I-N-T-E-R-O-P-E-R-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y, interoperability. Interoperability 指软件的相互操作性，就是软件和其他软件配合操作的性能。
Off the shelf or custom made?
Off the shelf. If you have customized financial software, it may not have interoperability.
Tate 女士建议他们用现成供应的财务软件，因为定制的软件可能不具备与其他软件配合操作的性能。Goldman 先生要进一步弄清情况，我们听听他怎么追问 Tate 女士。
You mean I may not be able to share financial information easily?
他用You mean 开头的句子来追问 Tate 女士所说话的含义。我们时常可以用 You mean 开头来说出自己对对方的话的理解。刚才 Goldman 先生是在把 Tate 女士有关软件相互操作性的评论重新措辞。我们再听一遍。
Off the shelf. If you have customized financial software, it may not have interoperability.
You mean I may not be able to share financial information easily?
Tate 女士觉得 Goldman 先生说对了吗？
Exactly. The financial data has to be shared with your financial institution.
Exactly 表示完全正确。Tate 女士觉得 Goldman 先生对她的意思理解得很透彻，因为他们确实得和金融机构互通财务数据。我们再听听Goldman 先生还想到了什么
？Exactly, the financial data has to be shared with your financial institution.
And what about encryption methods?
Goldman 先生问到了 encryption methods。我们以前学过，这是为保密而给资料做加密编码的方式。只有掌握密码的人才能看到资料。这一来，公司和银行如何能互通财务资料呢？这就是 Goldman 先生产生疑问的地方。我们继续听 Tate 女士的解答。
And what about encryption methods?
Generally, most companies are going with one or two types of encryption.
Tate 女士说，大多数公司都选用某一两种加密编码的方式，所以阅读对方的资料是可能的。她话里的 going with 意思是 choosing。我们听听经过 Tate 女士的这番解释 ,Goldman 先生决定怎么做。
Generally, most companies are going with one or two types of encryption.
Okay, I'll check into off-the-shelf financial software.
Goldman 先生了解这些情况以后，决定要对现成供应的财务软件做一番研究。他说 ,check into, 是调查研究的意思。好，我们再听一次他俩的这段讨论，请边听边考虑怎么回答下面的问题。
What kind of financial software should he buy?
You'll also need financial software.
Off the shelf or custom made?
Off the shelf. If you have customized financial software, it may not have interoperability.
You mean I may not be able to share information easily?
Exactly. The financial data has to be shared with your financial institution.
And what about encryption methods?
Generally, most companies are going with one or two types of encryption.
Okay, I'll check into off-the-shelf financial software.
现在请回答下面的问题。答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What kind of financial software should he buy?
Off-the-shelf software.
接下来我们要从头至尾再听一次他们今天的讨论，让大家有机会复习一遍今天学到的内容。
When consumers go online, they need to trust the vendor.
We already have consumer confidence in our product.
Buying online is different from buying in a store.
It's a lot different in cyberspace.
Cyber sellers have to develop an environment of trust.
I know. We're asking people to type in their credit card number.
And they have no idea who will have that information.
We'll have to have some way to assure them that the data is secure.
To do online transactions, you'll need to link up with a financial institution.
Like a bank or investment bank?
Right. They're the intermediaries between you and your customers' money.
We'll use the same one that issues our store credit cards.
That will help with the trust factor.
We'll have to pay them a fee, I suppose.
There's a standard fee schedule for e-commerce transactions.
Part of the price of doing business.
You'll also need financial software.
Off-the-shelf or custom-made?
Off-the-shelf. If you have customized financial software, it may not have interoperability.
You mean I may not be able to share information easily?
Exactly. The financial data has to be shared with your financial institution.
And what about encryption methods?
Generally, most companies are going with one or two types of encryption.
Okay, I'll check into off-the-shelf financial software.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的是怎么说恭维话。
Look at my new bike. What do you think?
It's terrific.I really like the color.
我们上次讲到了怎么样表示热情赞同，那些说法都是泛指性的。下面再听几种通常是泛指性的赞美言词。
It's terrific.
It's super.
It's fabulous.
It's marvelous.
It's breathtaking.
这几句话里的 "It's breathtaking" 这句话很容易被认为是言过其实，所以务必应用得当，不要滥用。例如在这儿。
Do you like my Picasso? It cost $40 million.
It's breathtaking.
当然，人们通常不会提价钱，更多谈到的是事物在精神上的价值。比如这段话。
Do you like my Picasso? It's an early work.
It's marvelous.
像 marvelous、wonderful 之类的词，可以用来谈论绘画、美餐或者你配偶的外表等等。
Do you like the chicken? It's a new recipe.
It's marvelous.
Do you like my new outfit?
It's wonderful.
注意，像你的配偶或者老朋友那样的人，其实并不在征询你的意见，他们是想要你恭维一句。例如在这儿。
Do you like my haircut?
It's terrific.
赞美像自行车、电影、歌曲之类的日常事物的时候，可以用这些话。
What did you think of the movie?
It was terrific.
Do you like my new bike?
It's really neat.
说了泛指性的恭维以后，你还可以补上一句比较具体的赞美，例如在这儿。
Look at my new bike. What do you think?
It's terrific. I really like the color.
着重指出某具体细节，能让你的赞美听来更加诚恳。
Do you like the dessert? It's a new recipe.
It was delicious. I love chocolate.
Tell me the truth. Do you like this jacket?
It's fabulous. I really like the material. Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lahey 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。 到时候 Tate 女士和 Gomez 先生要讨论怎么着手开创网络空间零售业务。我是维维，这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。